Howdy, it's Monday. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, entering stage right. We all know the master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, doing pretty good so far. We are here right now. Crazy day already here at BEM.
It's Monday.
A lot of high-end rides. A lot of crazy stuff going on, but I'll tell you what, man, solid quality rolling out of here. Stay tuned for the Instagram postings. You guys will see stuff like this Mustang trunk are getting done, two-tone paint, carbon fiber. We'll talk about those here in a second, how to get to the finish. Just stay tuned.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. And doing a Bubba style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, Bub, Podcast One platform, and Blog Talk One platform, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw's on her way back from Hollywood today, Bub.
That's right, dude.
Did you buy anything?
I have no idea.
Miss Outlaw Boutique is online, bringing you better prices and a better variety. She is on the way home today. Hellion Turbos, Bub. Hellion Turbos are...
Turbo's done Bubba style.
Gotta be, man. We had John Urist on the show with us Saturday, man. Great dude. You know, we've been on tour with him. He's a wonderful guy, man. You swear in the quality of his products. You build with his products. We just received South Florida's first twin turbo 5-liter Hellion-based Mustang. It's here at the facility right now, and this is part of it. We were actually, ladies and gentlemen, going to bring it into you from a technical standpoint today, but due to the weather, we've kept the main facility tight with all the other vehicles. We don't like our clients' vehicles out in the rain.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. So this thing, as he mentioned, 2018 Ford Mustang twin turbo powered by Hellion Turbo Systems. It is insane. These kits are capable of producing over 1,200 horsepower at the tire, and that is crazy for a street car. This one laying down just in that 700 horsepower range, all stock block, all basics, just a full out twin turbo bolt on setup. So this thing is safe, it's reliable, fully functional at 7.5 pounds of boost on your basic pump gas, 93 octane. You can get in this thing, you can run it, and you can just push it to its limit all day long.
Good morning to our good friend Max over at Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, Bub. Amazing people, amazing time over there. The most well-organized, high-end automotive event in the world, Bub. Good stuff going on over there.
Yeah, man, a lot of crazy rides. And this is going to be another one of them that's sitting there every Sunday.
Yes, we will be doing the unveil, the public unveil of this car at the Cars and Coffee event next month, Bub.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of stuff. The car came in from Lebanon Ford up in Ohio. The owner picked it up. The kit was installed beautifully. There's a lot of small things you've got to fix with the kit, Bub. But on top of that, with all the aggression of the engine and the mechanical side of things, you have opted to do a very carbon fiber-esque package throughout the vehicle, Bub. You spent the weekend here painting all the way through late last night.
Yeah, man. So as you are seeing this on the table right now, this is one of the two carbon pieces. Actually, we've already stepped that up. We're doing about 15 carbon pieces total now to bring this thing in completion. I'll tell you what, though. This is a full carbon creations one piece. It is their concept style trunk. This is a full carbon trunk. Although what you see now, the finished result, we will do before afters as we have plenty of photos of those things and the durings as we've gone through this step. But this being a full carbon trunk, we wanted to do something that not only looked like it was a carbon trunk slash high performance, very aggressive, but also something that's still very clean because of the client that owns this car. He's very, you know, luxurious, he's clean, he's classy. He drives S63s all, you know, every day. So he drives high-end cars that have that carbon feature and look to them. So he wants it clean, but he wants it aggressive all at the same time. And that's exactly what we did with this Carbon Creations trunk. We took this thing straight out of the box. Of course, a perfect mold.
Yep.
Once we got it on, we mocked it up. We did a little modification to make sure all of our gaps were eighth-inch gaps like stock. Then we went ahead and put this thing in the paint and body shop, and we did this thing in a complete two-tone, which just looks gorgeous, man. So every panel where it meets a factory piece on the car, so at the edges of the trunk where it would meet the quarter panels of the car, all of those spots where they meet make it look like they are a factory blend because it is the three-stage ruby red metallic, and that's how you want it to look, with the exception of the rear wing, which is all molded because this is one piece. We did do a full beautiful tape line all the way across here, as you guys can see. Two-tone hood and clear-coated everything, smoothed it all in. So it just looks like a seamless episode.
In fact, Bub, this car was modeled after the owner of this particular vehicle, saw the BEM SEMA Turbonetics Mustang, the award-winning Mustang that you built and took to SEMA. We were in the booth with John Urist from Hellion. It is the world's only 2.3-liter stock block EcoBoost Mustang pushing 603 horsepower at the tire, Bub.
Yeah, it's a little beast.
It is. And a it's fun because I get to go see that vehicle in the garage when I pick you up or when I stop by your house. I get to see that vehicle all the time.
That's right.
Bub, in the back side of this thing, you're going to be doing some special touches as well. I'm going to bring forth the deck lid cover. We have it right here in my hand. This is the piece that came stock from the factory here.
Right.
Some of your touches have included, I see here we have, what is this component that we have right here?
So that is with the factory stock itself. That is a backup camera for the Mustang GT. This is from 15 on. This is an 18 model line, but this is just that rear filler panel. It will go in the back side of this trunk. Once we are done getting it mocked up and fitted, we'll drill all those holes, as you do have to drill all your holes in order to get everything installed. Some cars will with backup camera, some cars will not. So everything on the back side of this trunk still is yet to be drilled in all the mounting holes, all the backup camera spots, the wiring harnesses, getting everything factory routed so it looks like a very clean and stock installation. All the way down to the bottom side of this trunk lid is going to be flipped now that the full wet sand and buff done is done, 7-stage polishing. We'll flip this thing over, scuff it down with a 400 grit, and we'll literally do the 3-stage base coat painting on the bottom side, but no clear. These cars do not have clear on the bottom sides of the trunks or in the inner wells themselves. So we are going to do that thing so it looks like a factory finish once you open that trunk as well.
And Bub, we notice right here that it does come from the factory with the chrome-plated plastic GT lettering. You had talked about doing some different touches to that and how you can tie that all in with the carbon fiber accents that you're doing on the vehicle. What are some of your thoughts with this?
So I think what we're going to do is, we're in the very early stages of painting the looks of this car. So it's going to be kind of piece by piece, just as we do with every ride. You can put together a brief overview package of everything that's going to go on. We do have this trunk that's going on the car with the two-tone paint and carbon setup. We also have the GT500 style dual snorkel hood. That is also a two-tone carbon fiber and three-stage ruby red paint as well. That is literally getting wet sanded right now by Ken next door in our paint and body shop, so that's happening. So you'll have the hood, you'll have the trunk. Now, next things that you want to do, you want to pile that carbon in. So you want to do your mirrors. You want to maybe do the lower pieces of the car now because you've got the hood, the mirrors, and the trunk. That's
correct.
The top side of the car. Now you want to bring it down to the bottom to really add much more of a wider appearance, more aggressive look. So we'll do the rear diffuser, side skirts, and also a front lip. Once those are done, then you put all that carbon on the outside of the car. Now, which way do you go? On this ruby red color, that's a tricky one to say. You can go black and matte things out and darken it up, or you can go chrome because of this color having the three-stage system on it. That chrome would look good and real strong and pop hard. Kind of one of those things where you just have to start playing with it. So do we leave the chrome letters here? Gonna have to step back and look, or do we want to do those in a 3-stage red, or do we want to matte black them, or do you want to remove them? So it's like one of those things where you just play with it as you go. You get it all assembled, you step back, you visually look at it, and you just make a judgment call from there.
Good morning to Mark Hoffman, the number 12 car driver of the BEM Dirt Car. He placed fourth on the track this weekend. Mark says we're experiencing some static from our microphones. Mark, tell us, is it my mic or is it Bub's mic? Would you please? And let me know. We'll make some adjustments on it. So, Bub, these are the things you're going to do to the car. You're going to make some additions to it. You also have carbon fiber diffusers on the side that are going on this vehicle. The carbon hood is stunning that you've done for this vehicle as well, Bub. What else? What other components are we putting on this particular vehicle?
I just went over the whole list. I think you were just not even listening.
No, I'm saying for example, on the side, you're replacing the side diffusers that the factory put on it, the plastic ones, with carbon fiber. You can do the wider extensions for the wide body kit, okay? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be incorporating that in this particular build? What other things are you planning to put with this particular setup that you're building?
It's hard to say. I mean, once we start bolting on these carbon pieces, we'll step back, we'll look at the car, and we'll see what pieces we need to add or modify from there.
Now, one of the things that you have to do as well, Bub, is you have to go in and work with the tune on the car. Let's talk about that a little bit. What have you found so far as it was delivered to you?
So Ford has a, especially their Mustangs, even more so their EcoBoost line, the factory turbocharged system, they have a lot of parameters, safety parameters electronically in their tunes that keep these cars safe. They keep them from literally exploding on themselves. And one of the issues that we're having with the car that we're going to go through is after that install was done of the twin turbo kit, it is providing 7.5 pounds of boost. That is on a twin system setup. So we do need to go through this system, and we need to make sure that the computer can handle that kind of boost, because right now the car currently does shut down on itself once it starts getting under full power. You start building all that boost, and the car starts coming on real strong, and then everything flatlines.
It
shuts down
on itself.
That's
what you said.
So you want to go through, you want to get those parameters adjusted properly so that the car understands what kind of boost it's running, what the AFRs are, make sure that this car is tuned exactly how it should be so that the client can go out and either cruise it or he can run it wide open throttle with no flaws or hiccups at all.
One of the things, Bo, can you please pull your mic up there? There you go. It might be rubbing against your skin. Good morning to Kyle, who is our Snap-on rep. He's out there watching as well. Mark says, let's see, where's the engineering guy so we can adjust mic levels? Yeah, it's the mics are actually adjusted. It may just be rubbing against our skin. They are very small mics. I really appreciate you letting us know that, Mark, as well. But one of the things I wanted to mention was you noted on startup that the car was having a problem searching. It's what you call searching for idle. What does that mean, Bob, when something's searching for an idle?
So it won't have a consistent idle. It'll just be all over the place, anywhere from 500 to 1500, just jumping all over the place. And that's not acceptable to deliver a vehicle to a client like that, especially after they just put a huge number not only into the car, but also into the performance upgrades as well. So we've got to go through. That's part of that tune that we're going to get squared away. Probably somewhere along the lines of the tune is not meant to match the airflow that those turbos are producing.
That's what you're saying in a meeting with the client just moments ago before we went live. In fact, we're a couple minutes late getting live because it's not the hardware, it's not the Hellion base kit, it's the way it was tuned and installed.
Well, that's,
the tuning was installed.
That's typically what you get. It's not really a part failure in most cases, man. We have a lot of rides that come through here, everything from $10,000 rides all the way up to $200 million rides.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get these cars that come through that have tons of money in product in them and very high quality parts, but none of them are functioning like they should. And typically that's not because of the product that's installed, it's because of the way it was installed. And that's what you see. Probably 80% of the rides that we get through here at BEM is cars that have great money into it. Our clients aren't cheap.
No.
And they put great money into it, but the installers, wherever they may be throughout the world, or, you know, wherever it is, just aren't taking the time to have a thorough understanding of what the product is that they're installing and how to hit that end result. And you have to do that in order to have a perfect outcome.
Well, one of the things that, Bub, you do is you study an awful lot. You study probably 6 hours a day. So you're always on top of the latest and greatest in technology. It's, in fact, why you're considered one of the top three in the industry today. As we were just meeting with the clients, you were saying part of the problem you suspect is that the tuning is not right to accept all the additional air that the turbos are putting in, just even at an idle.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to just get in and make those tweaks and fix those problems and take care of it.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Mark Hartman says, Bub, put your hand on the mic box behind you. Might be the 3.5 millimeter plug. I'd say, look it out, Bub.
You might in a second there.
They actually, our mics screw in screw into the top of the mic pack itself, Bub. So it's kind of weird. And it's weird because we had that same problem last week, didn't we, Bub?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago or something like that.
It's probably just, I don't even know.
Who knows what it is. But, Bub, we are going to get this bolted on to the 2018 Mustang. Friday, we are going to be featuring the car here on the show and let people see what is going on with it. It's going to be a beautiful build. Will you be exposing the engine components to the viewing audience? Will they be able to see it?
Yeah, it's we've actually started doing some of those on Instagram and stuff. Is just doing some of those quick sneak peek releases. Man, if you guys follow the Instagram page, Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, you'll see all those out there. That's where we're doing like a live behind the scenes wet sanding and buffing processes. You'll see the turbo kits that are on that car. You'll see all the mods that are going on. So it's going to be pretty cool to stay tuned for it.
It is, Bub.
Yeah.
Now the question is, I worked through the weekend just as you did. I was working on trying to get some of the photographic evidence that we take on everything. Hundreds of photos of everything we do. I was trying to get those in little organized folders like I normally do. Would you like me to do the Mark Brown BEM Rough Country Jeep bumper fabrication, or feature this first?
Whichever you want to do.
Which would you like? Because I'm going to go back to
writing
stories.
You've been talking about the Jeep one for like 3 weeks, so yeah, you might as well get that done.
I had probably 3,000 pictures I was trying to get in folders this week.
Okay.
On top of podcast stuff we were doing as well. A lot of stuff going on there too as well. But plus you were here working on these all weekend as well, man.
Yep.
A lot of crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
What do you think, man?
I got to get back at it, man. I got a lot of work to do. I have no time to dick around. I've got 20 different cars I'm painting right now, so I've
got
to wrap
it up. You do. You've got a lot going on.
Yeah,
man.
I do, and it takes a lot of time.
Mechanically, painting body-wise, you've got a ton going on, man.
Yeah.
Until Friday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. We apologize for that small technical difficulty there with that mic. It happens from time to time, but that's part of the beauty of going live, isn't it? And that's part of what we enjoy about it. You get the good, the bad, and the ugly. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit us. 20,000 parts online for sale to include these great products from Carbon Creations. Good people over there, great quality products, Good stuff coming out there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose. In fact, she's on an airplane on the way back from the West Coast. Our good friends out there in Hollywood, California, where she was buying exclusive clothing for you to purchase online at missoutlawboutique.com. Hellion Turbos is the turbo setup done Bubba style. If you want to run that performance power, it is John Uris and the whole crew over there at Hellion. Good folks over there. Great things coming out of that place. You will see that vehicle in its entirety on Friday's show. We will have that here for you. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, everybody. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet who have holes in them. And if somebody's standing on the corner and they're hungry, buy them a power bar or protein drink. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a Sunoco, Sitco, 7-Eleven. Something's on the corner right there. Just get them fed. Let's take care of all the animals that we have entrusted in us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, until Friday, let's keep doing one thing. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's keep on doing it Bubba style. All right, Bub, let's go see if we can figure out what's going on with those mics. Oh, good morning to Mike Wasco. He's there right now. Yes, or Big Money Chewing On. That's correct. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. By the way, thank you for all your love and support over the years. Until Friday, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.